So this kid has aortic coarctation of the aorta. This is a giveaway based on the combination of cold feet and brisk radial pulses. They will almost always, in the vignette, give you a discrepancy between the upper and lower limbs, where the upper limbs have higher blood pressure or warmer temperature or stronger pulses compared to the lower limbs. They tell you there's an infraclavicular systolic murmur. Quite unusual to see that as the descriptor. They could tell you also that there's an infrascapular systolic murmur. They say that the blood pressure is 168 over 108. USMLE wants you to know that that high blood pressure is not just because of the physical backup caused by the coarctation, but also due to upregulation of renin-angiotensin system because the kidneys are not perfused as well as they should be. Okay, so aortic coarctation, classically Turner syndrome, of course, need not be limited to Turner syndrome. And then there's preductal coarctation of the aorta, which is seen in pediatrics, becyanosis in a neonate after the ductus arteriosus closes. And then there's postductal, which is probably in this kid, classically seen in adults, but postductal will be any patient who's not a neonate, okay? Any patient who is older beyond the time that the ductus arteriosus closes, okay? So for aortic dissection, they would tell you that blood pressure is different between the right and left arm. They don't have to say that, but that's classic because you get a dissection, a false lumen created in the aortic arch that will occur at a location between where the left subclavian going to the left arm comes off distally on the arch versus the brachiocephalic more proximally on the aortic arch, which goes to the right arm ultimately. So the dissection can span the arch and therefore give you a difference, a discrepancy in blood pressure between the right and left arms. Dissection, quite unusual for being seen in a child, okay? You could theoretically have connective tissue disorder like Marfan or Ehlers-Danlos or MYH11 mutation causing familial thoracic aortic aneurysms, but these things tend to present a bit older, okay? So it'd be quite unusual to see a five-year-old boy with an aortic dissection. Most common cause of dissection is hypertension, history of uncontrolled hypertension or cocaine use. They'd give you a 35-year-old guy who's had uncontrolled hypertension and cocaine, and he has radiating pain to the back. That's classic for dissection. And if the dissection proceeds retrograde on the aortic arch, you can get an aortic regurgitation with a holodiastolic murmur, if anything. And here, of course, we have a systolic murmur. So aortic stenosis that would present with a mid-systolic murmur or crescendo-decrescendo systolic murmur, but the pulses are classically parvus attardus or slow rising pulses. Whereas in this patient, we have brisk pulses. And aortic stenosis would be quite unusual in a child who's five. Okay, it's not to say you couldn't be born with a bicuspid aortic valve and you can get aortic stenosis earlier in life, but once again, it would be rather unusual to have it in a five-year-old. Neuroblastoma is a neural crest malignancy seen in pediatrics, could cause hypertension due to catecholamine release. However, does not fit the murmur description. And the vignettes like to say something called dancing eyes, which are abnormal eye movements, also known as opsoclonus myoclonus syndrome. That would be neuroblastoma. They would say that there's a mass in the midline, classically. And sometimes it can even occur in the posterior mediastinum. Okay, that's on one of the pediatric forms. They say neuroblastoma, posterior mediastinum, but it's usually intra-abdominal, anywhere along that median, that midline sympathetic chain, okay? I'm trying to think. It's an N-mic mutation neuroblastoma, and you can diagnose via urinary homallele vinylic acid or vanallele mendelic acid, okay? So urinary HVA or VMA, and you can also do something called a meta-iodobenzylguanidine scan, MIBG scan for neuroblastoma to pick it up. Regardless, not the answer for this vignette. And then we've got Takayasu arteritis. That's the worst answer here. That would be generally Asian women, 20s to 40s, It's also known as pulseless disease. It always affects the subclavians. And yeah, they would just say you have a Japanese woman who's 40 who has pulses that are not palpated in the arms, something along that description. And you can also get ascending aneurysms. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. That's it.